USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Johnny Depp is finally addressing allegations that he abused his ex-wife, Amber Heard. The actor defending his $50 million defamation case against Heard on the stand Tuesday, saying he knows he's doing the right thing. Depp saying he's regretted the situation had to come this far. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The president of the Association of Flight Attendants, Sarah Nelson, is speaking out now that masks are no longer required on airplanes. Nelson telling MSNBC that mask guidelines should be crystal clear.
We are in this space right now where that is not clear, that has not clearly been communicated, and that leads to a rising conflict that is something that frontline workers have already been experiencing over the last year and a half.
A search is called off for a cruise ship passenger.
The search has ended for a man who disembarked off a cruise ship along the Florida coast. He went overboard Saturday on Carnival Cruise Line's Mardi Gras ship about 60 miles from shore. The Coast Guard said it suspended the search after covering about 2,000 square miles of ocean. Two other similar cases have happened this year. A woman was lost in the Gulf of Mexico, and a man presumably died after falling off the ship Carnival Horizon. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden is highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce. Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talked about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID pandemic. Border Patrol has been overrun with illegal immigrants as large groups continue to cross into the United States through the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and describes how many illegal immigrants may be trying to get into the country this year.
When you look at the first 6 months in this fiscal year alone, 1.2 million apprehensions. We're on pace for 2.4. That's going to shatter last year's records. And the months just keep getting worse. So I would say that by the end of this fiscal year, we're actually going to be around 2.8 million apprehensions.
A judge in South Carolina is denying bond for G. Wayne Price, one of the three suspects in a shooting at the Columbiana Center shopping mall over the weekend that left more than a dozen people injured. In a bond hearing Tuesday, Judge Jessica Magnum announcing her decision after hearing arguments from the state and Price's attorney.
I appreciate your question. I'm about to show bond. Today, I will be denying bond
The state argued Price is a flight risk and shouldn't get bond. More news can be found on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.